Welcome to the Moms in Real Estate Podcast, where you will hear all things real estate, mom life, marriage, dating, kids, and all the wild things life throws our way. I'm Jamie Cameron.
I'm Sarah Greco.
And I'm Sonia Biconti.
Join us on this crazy adventure every Monday. It's like someone that you soak on fire, always burning with desire, can't extinguish it.
Hey, hey!
Hey, hey, hey! We're back!
What episode are we now?
Number 18.
We're almost at 20.
That's wild.
We need to have a celebratory 20th episode.
Moms and margaritas.
20. Moms and, yes!
Moms and margaritas. That would be fantastic.
I love it.
Oh my gosh. So, on today's episode is pivot. Is it worth it? The word is obviously pivot, and the quote is, a pivot is in strategy without a change in vision.
Ooh.
Right?
I like
it. The vision stays the same, but you just pivot a little bit of how mm-hmm. you're going to get there, which I think is huge, which really brings us into...
What we did.
Yeah.
We just did a huge pivot.
Huge pivot.
Well, and so we released our big news episode 2 episodes ago, so if you didn't listen to that, go back and listen. Because Jamie and Sonia dropped a bomb on me.
I mean, what else don't we?
Yeah,
that's
right?
Like normal for us.
And we're like, oh, are you, you know, for all these reasons, which go back and listen, they needed to change brokerages. So we're back together. Yay. And they've already started. So we haven't even had the conversation yet around how is it going?
What's happening?
She's going to talk about me.
I know what is... Okay, I need to put a little light on the situation. So, our first day, we walk in.
And what did Sonia do?
I mean, it's ridiculous. So, we walk in, and very nice coworker of ours comes up, and she's like, okay, so just to let you know, we're going to need your order. I immediately think... Oh, for a staff lunch, you know, because I knew we were going to meet people on the first day.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're going to order a chicken, you know, a sandwich.
That's exactly what I just thought. Okay. So I was like, jackpot, tacos.
You have no idea. Just wait, it gets better.
You have no idea. You have, so what ends up happening is she goes, no. Every Monday, we place an order of anything that you want to eat for the week.
Groceries.
No.
I'm not kidding.
What? They have fresh vegetables. At this time, we have this lady cutting a full pineapple in the kitchen.
This is not real.
I'm not kidding.
With granola. They have, and of course, Sonia goes like this. There's all these coffee samples and anything you want. And she goes, Jamie likes French vanilla creamer and I like hazelnut. So I'll just do whatever and go ahead and get the French vanilla.
Because I know she won't budge on my hazelnut creamer. So I have to budge.
The lady goes, no. Hazelnut and French vanilla.
We'll just get both.
Who is this lady?
She's basically like.
She runs this place.
Yeah, she basically runs
it. Fantastic.
She's amazing. Yeah. But no word of a lie.
I mean, a whole cabinet of. An assortment of chips and cookies.
I'd get so fat.
No. Because it's all healthy food. There's fresh fruit. There's fresh vegetables.
Like this morning, it was yogurt.
This is what I got for breakfast.
Fresh berries, Greek yogurt. With yummy granola and a drizzle of honey.
Okay, if you guys can all see my face right now, my jaw's literally
to the best
table.
No,
it's coming up.
The best part.
I'm all like... I won't go to the kitchen. I'm like, I feel like imposter. Like, I cannot go.
You're like, this is not my house. Yeah.
No. It's so meanwhile, I made myself right at home.
You're like, Sonia, where are you? She's digging in.
So I'm sitting there working in our office, and next thing you know, she goes, running through the office door. She goes, have you opened the freezer? I'm like, what? She goes, and she's holding one of those mega...
It's called Magnum.
The Magnum.
Oh, the ice cream. They have the ones.
No. Oh, no. Because you know I'm watching what I eat. And she goes, they also have the yogurt Yazos one. Not only that.
Oh, my God.
It is packed full of all the flavors of ice cream.
No word of a lie.
I deserve this. She has chocolate like a 5-year-old, and she's just like lay slouched in her chair.
I literally was like, offered you any perks, but yet just the grocery store that you went to.
I go breakfast and lunch and I'm dinner covered, if you're and there. Dinner and coffee. So they said, "Well, get your cold brew." You like they had it.
No,
I'm not kidding. I was like, "Is this a joke?" So Jamie's
this is
like,
not real life.
"So then I go and get my lunch. I make a chicken salad,
a pita with fresh chicken salad,
with fresh chicken salad,
fresh pickles on the side.
A fresh
I'm leaving.
Pickle.
I'm leaving.
Goodbye." So right, so I come back, I sit down, and she goes, "Where's mine?" I go, "You gotta be kidding me." Well, and I go back in the kitchen, make her freaking
I'm
food.
I'm too nervous to go in the kitchen still. I'm so Southern. Like, I'm like, oh.
You are so Southern.
I'm like, this is so impolite. But even though they have made it very clear, this is literally how they operate.
They literally took your grocery order.
Literally. Every seltzer you could think
every
of.
Flavor
any
seltzer.
Flavor. Diet Coke. Ginger ale. There is.
They don't have one kitchen stocked.
They have two.
Two full kitchens stocked.
And I open the top freezer. Those big industrial ice cream things. But
it's.
I think I'd be like, "Mike, I'm so sorry. You're on your own again."
I'm eating dinner here.
There's sushi.
They had pierogies in the freezer where you could put them on.
No, they didn't.
Yes.
It's a kitchen.
Frozen pizzas, like anything you need.
Okay, listeners.
No, this is not normal.
This is not normal.
No, it's not, but. All I have to say is, they had her at ice cream.
I walked in and I go, "Are you serious right now? Is there anything
How
fair
big
game?
Is this office? Is
it's
it
not
really
even
big?
It's
basically a house.
So basically it's an old house that is three stories.
Yeah.
And, you know, on the front end, it's a walkout condition out of the back, because we'll talk about that in a second. Walk up. It's so it's like an older house that they've converted. So the bedrooms in the house are like
offices.
Are offices.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And the reception area would be like the living room there. And yeah.
And it's also we also need to make sure that listeners know that it's a much smaller brokerage.
Correct. Oh, it's tiny.
So
yeah.
When you're thinking of like a Keller Williams
no,
or
that's not
Yanks,
a thing.
It's not. Yeah, it's not a thing. And no. Even like some like boutiques here, right? We have 50 agents here.
No,
it's a lot
it's
to do.
So
and
different.
What they'd have to do for one office, they'd have to do for many. So I so just want to put
it's
perspective.
Not normal. It's not normal.
Not
so
normal.
They had her at the food selection.
Oh, heck yeah.
I'll tell you where they snagged me.
They snagged her.
Okay.
So this is how we are so vastly different.
So vastly.
I was all about the food. She's all about the next thing.
Okay. So they show us where they cleaned out this bedroom.
Yeah.
For us. They put in two desks in there. It was so
perfect.
Cute. Perfect. It's fine, right? I'm like, this is great. And she goes, follow me. I want to show you something. And I'm like.
She brings us downstairs.
So for the record, so. Like I was saying, it's two, but the driveway is to the right.
Okay.
And then the parking lot is in the rear of the house.
Got it.
And when you walk up, we notice there's this glass door right there.
It's like the walkout.
And it's like
a basement almost.
It's like a walkout
sure,
basement.
Yeah.
It's a glass door. And it had like a decking
a business,
company
yeah.
logo on the door.
Fence.
So a fencing company.
Yep.
Yeah. And so that was fine. And so she was like, "Hey, I want to show you something." I'm like, "Okay." She goes, "Follow me." She opens the door and she's like, "Come downstairs." And we go downstairs and it's a nice basement. And to the left, and it's a walkout, so it has windows and a glass door, so
yeah.
It's light. A bathroom
to the
left.
Is a nice bathroom.
And then windows and a glass door there. And then right is like a lobby area. And
yeah.
In the back is the office.
Big office.
A big office.
Yeah.
And she goes, "So we are going to need you to, we're going to take all this out. We're going to pick out flooring. And this is going to be all of your space. And we're going to put your logo on the glass door."
Oh, my God.
And she goes, and then today we had a staff meeting. They go, "You can pick out your pink color." And my eyes are just like.
Do you want me to come stage? Because I'm like, in.
Yeah,
let's do it.
So Jamie's already. And I was like, "Jamie, you cannot pick out the flooring. They're probably using flooring from
which
a
is
flip."
Fun.
I was like, "Don't you dare." Meanwhile, I was like, "I will tell you that I want a venti mock."
And I'm like, "Oh my God, could you imagine?" I'm like, "What if the desks were like the ones where it's like a peninsula, but they're both against the wall?" And we do an accent wall with wallpaper.
Yes.
You know me and wallpaper. It's all over.
Like, a nice pop of color with our logo, a cute like homemade logo with two chairs and a little horse with a little candy
so
on
cute.
It.
Stop.
And good smell.
I'm already
good.
Pinteresting for you.
Yeah, see? I already have been.
A Pinterest
so, yeah,
board.
So it, but I will tell you, I left today and my head has been spinning
yes.
because
It's a lot.
It's a lot because you have to realize we didn't go brokerage to brokerage. It's a whole nother division. It's a whole
different
Yesterday, thing. We were walking a dilapidated house that they bought that they're flipping.
What town is this?
Smelled like cat pee. It was in the next town over from Randolph. Stoughton. We're in Stoughton.
Okay.
Smelled like cat pee. It's going to be beautiful once it's all done.
It's going to be stunning.
It's completely, like, being redone. But, like, you know, we're going in and we're, like, learning every detail of a house. What to look for.
Right.
All because that's our goal is to obviously flip and do these things. So, I mean,
really cool.
My mind is, like, on overload. It feels like when you first start college and you're learning all the ins and outs.
But it's going to be that way.
I'm not as stressed out. Like,
do you know why?
Because I did it for 10
years. No, because you're not taking care of, like, the technical stuff is what's stressing me out.
See,
like,
I can't
designing
that,
our website. Yeah. So, like, I have a million tabs open in my head.
Yeah.
So, like, I have to design our website from scratch.
Yep.
Yeah, so there's a lot of admin.
You know what?
Like,
you're
going to
be doing one
stuff.
Thing at a time.
A lot of admin. Well, yeah. No, we are doing it all. It's day two, and we are almost like, what, 75%?
Well, good for you.
Oh, it is. It's crazy.
We have been working around the clock.
But it's that kind of stuff. It's like little stuff you're not thinking about. And, you know, we got shut. We had to make sure we had all our leads set up for their property.
And Deb and Naomi were amazing.
They have been nothing but incredible.
Literally, I would like almost cried Sunday night when I called Naomi because I was like, miss you so much.
Yeah.
Because I had to call about a deal in Rhode Island and I was nervous because I was writing an offer and I'm like, oh my God, what's going to happen? Because I'm gone at midnight.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
But we hadn't thought about all of our property searches.
Yes.
Yep.
So we forgot about those. So we begged, but we asked if they could keep
that
open
for one more day.
Oh, so they can get,
So they let us.
They wouldn't lapse. You know, like,
I totally get that.
Yeah. And I mean, they have been nothing but gracious and amazing. And I hear Naomi's voice. We haven't really talked to Deb.
We
miss you, Deb.
Yeah.
But we, when I hear Naomi's voice, it's like home.
I know. Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
There's a sadness to it, you know. And you know what the lesson here is? And this is true. And I think people need to realize this. This is any part of your life.
I mean,
personal, professional, any kind of relationship you have, it is okay and it's completely normal to have two very contrasting emotions at the exact same time.
Yes.
Be super sad and be super excited at the exact same time.
It's happened all the time.
Feelings are not mutually exclusive. It is a mixing bowl of, and that's how, at least I know that's how I'm feeling. I know that's how you're
feeling.
Like, I'm sad, I'm worried, I'm excited, I'm enthralled, I'm like, so it's all of these things, and at any given moment, I'm like, I have one of those feelings about this.
No, it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's like,
of course.
That's what it is. I have been on a roller coaster.
Yeah. Yes.
So, and then I just have other stuff happening outside of it. So my brain has a lot of tabs open.
Right.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so it's just been crazy. And it can be draining when you switch and you have to, like, learn a brand new CRM. Mm-hmm. You're learning.
Right. Yep.
Like, I mean, it's a lot. And then, like, we didn't realize we didn't have DocuSign. We don't have BrokerMint like we had.
So it's a whole different system.
No. Yeah. We don't even have it. We had to sign up for DocuSign. And all that.
Okay.
It wasn't part of it. So,
I see.
Like, we don't pay a tech fee.
But because of it, you're responsible for those things.
Exactly.
What about your website? Is that something that you're responsible for?
But, yeah. So the thing
is,
we always had the Jamie and Sonia team.com. We bought the domain, but as soon as we bought it, we came here and they linked it and Custom Home did everything through Tribus.
Right.
But now when I said to Deb, to Naomi, I was like, we're going to lose our website. So instead of that happening ever again, I said, I'm going to design it from scratch.
Yeah.
Keep the
that
domain.
That way, wherever you go, you're going to have
that.
Because
I've done it with my other business. Now I have analytics set up. So that way, if somebody goes on our website, I know exactly when they're on, where they're from, what I have their IP address, everything. So that way, we can really hone in and see, like, who's looking us up, like, area wise of Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, wherever we are.
Yeah.
So we're in more control. Yes, we had to pay more, but we're in more control now.
Yeah. And I think there's like pros and cons to everything that we have to do, right? And so sometimes it's like, hey, these are great that these things are included.
Yeah.
When other times we're doing this on our own, so it's a lot of work. But there's the benefit of having that too.
Because it's always ours.
Right. That's also
true. Well,
that's
the thing. Like, we originally, when we first started, we did everything. We branded ourselves and got our own email. We got everything. Yep. We would have lost that when we switched brokerages.
But now our email gets to stay the same.
Right.
So everybody when we, before we started, just to let people know who are either coming into the business or starting their own business, we found that someone who had been in real estate for a long time, Nikki Knapp, she was amazing.
She's fantastic.
She is amazing. She's in a different state, DC area.
Yeah, DC, Virginia area. Yep.
And she said, start doing, brand yourself and get everything yourself. Because if you ever leave brokerages, you're going to lose all that.
Yeah.
That was from the beginning, which was great because it set us up. I can't even imagine if we lost a year and a half of emails and all of that or anything. Never mind if we had been here longer. So it is a good choice. It does make it a little harder and all those other things because you are paying on your own.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah. What's going on with you?
Yeah, we need
to update. Do you miss us?
We miss you.
Of course I miss you guys. I almost walked out on you when I was like,
you're like, I'm leaving. I can't. I'm never coming.
No. No, and we know how wonderful Deb and Naomi are, and they have been from the start. And so, I'm so great. I mean, I like had a call the other night, and I think it was like 7 o'clock at night. Naomi picks up the phone right away.
Of course, I called her on Sunday night at 7:30.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. And it's like that to me is so invaluable, and you guys know that too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that being said, I mean, it's like pivoting in itself. I feel like I've done multiple times in different areas.
Yeah.
Like the biggest, I think, being going from teaching to real estate.
Definitely.
And this year alone too, like just, I was talking to Jamie when I was coming in and like things this year have been a little trickier than last year just with deals. Like they're not as fluid. They're not as smooth as they were in the past.
Oh my goodness. What do you think it is? Is it the market?
No, I just think these are particular deals that are just, and I think it's good because you know, if things are just always smooth sailing, like you're going to run into issues sooner or later and you're not going to learn all the ins and outs of things. Like I have been in talking with attorneys and learning more about titles. I've been talking about, you know, like just mechanics and things that have not come up until now. So septic being replaced for the first time, you know, that's another one. That's, what does that look like? When can we do closing? So I just think it's really important that even sometimes it's easy to just be like, I'm throwing in the towel, I'm done. Like, this enough is enough. But how do we pivot from there? And how can we, you know, make a change that's going to be worthwhile? So, yeah, it was, you know, things are good. This summer's a little tricky. I've got the kids all over the place. And so real estate is sort of
crazy
at night or when I
can.
When I can.
Talk about plates being full.
You're spinning them. But, so she was on vacation. So Jamie and I took a little sabbatical. Not really, though. But, like, she was in the Outer Banks. Mm-hmm. I was in Newport. And we got away a little bit. Have you taken any vacation?
We will in August.
Okay. Nice. So you are going to go.
Yeah, we're going. We're going to go to Falmouth in August. Okay. So that's good. Yeah, my mom is like, we're not going to be there that week. You guys can go and enjoy.
That's nice. Good.
I'm really excited to do that. But... yeah, I want to hear about the wedding because this is the first time you've met his.
I met his children.
Yeah.
I met his children.
How did it go?
Better than you could have ever hoped
for. Good.
And then we got to get all the kids together.
Good.
So Summer ended up coming and staying July 3rd, July 4th. So all the kids, so she stayed at the house in Newport too. Yeah. So all the kids got to meet her. And then 2 or 3 days later, we went to his house, and Skylar and Summer got to meet his boys, and they played, had so much fun. So it's like officially blended. I've met every single person on his dad's side, all the aunts and uncles, his mom's, everyone. So it's crazy. But yeah, did you see that little story? I put up the video of us.
Well, I saw you guys are so cute. You're like my forever wedding date. That's the one I saw. Yeah.
I mean, it was honestly the wedding itself was amazing. They thought of every detail. Honestly, thought of every detail. They were, you could just tell they're so in love, and that's Jay's brother and his sister-in-law, and it's just so nice when you're part of something like that.
Obviously,
it's nice.
Yeah, so, and you feel like the love and the warmth and I feel like every time we've asked Sonia, like, hey, how did it go when you met this person? How did it go?
Yeah.
And it's like, it was amazing. Above and beyond.
I mean, I'm actually like outside of like doing work and business, I'm a pretty nice person.
Sonia. Do you think this would be happening?
I mean, no, because Jamie will be like at work, she'll be like, You're so short and you're snippy, and it's like because
you were.
Yeah.
Well, I mean that's a true friend of all in the mouth.
Thank you.
Yeah, but the thing is like I'm more business oriented. I have shit to get done. We are on a deadline. We're on a timeline.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, and I don't have time. Like, thank you. Yes. Okay. Great.
Like, I'm like, you know, and it's I'm like, true. Thank you! Exclamation point. Heart sign.
Yes.
I love you. That's like, so I am.
Again, I have a million totally things. I have a million things I gotta get done, and my tabs are open. And they and she knows after 1:30.
Oh, it's over.
I'm done.
Yeah.
My brain, because
I'm
just,
gonna, you know, at 1:30, I'm gonna say, go get yourself an ice cream.
Yeah. I'm like a child.
Oh, it's time.
It's your 1:00 ice
your
cream.
Your alarm just went off.
We think about it. We get up. We take care of the kids. Yep. We have to get
absolutely.
The dog.
Absolutely.
We're already like our brains are already going. So from like 6 a.m. to 1, it is non-stop working. Like we're in meetings now and like processing so many numbers,
so much information,
right.
So
right.
many numbers, like because they're on the fly. Like today they were like, oh, we literally heard them walk through a deal. The guy was there,
he's walking
gonna
up.
Offer cash for this house, right?
Yeah.
And we're chipping in, and I'm like, Franklin is a hot spot.
Yes,
like,
it
you
is
will make your return.
Yeah.
And he literally, the lady, they wanted to offer like 100, 125 most. The lady wanted like 200. Like, she cried, like, you know, whatever. But, and then finally, they got up to 150 and they were like, done, cash, done, close tomorrow.
That's it.
Like, it's right really in front cool. of us, we get to see,
and,
we're
and
in a
and
board
they,
room,
they have
basically.
A drop, they have a drop,
it's that, Dropbox.
Dropbox, and at the we're literally looking at the photos as they walk, checking
because the electrical. They take them on their phone and then
drop it in the
OneDrive
share. And
they walk
through the photos and they check.
So we're seeing
links.
It live. The guy is there live.
It was very cool.
That is very
so
cool.
So it's like we're not only are we like trying to like run the broker agenda of our side because there's no other agents there that are really doing it. There's
yeah.
like a few part-time
some investors
people.
Are, yeah.
So that's it. So the other side of it is learning basically how to gauge, like, for example, if it's brand new, how much per square foot. Mm-hmm. Those are the numbers that, like, that
yep.
stuff, because it's
yep.
trying to remember, like,
right.
brand new is 250 a square foot. If it's high-end, it's 350, a 350 a square
yep.
foot. Things like that yep. I'm trying to, like, absorb.
Which you will. It's just practice.
Yeah.
And it exactly. It's repetition. It's
mm-hmm.
hearing it constantly. It's
yeah.
getting the lingo, getting the acronyms.
Right.
Those
right.
type
oh
of
my
things.
God, they're like yelling things at us. Like, not yelling, but like, they're like, oh, you know what a ARCM or QTT. I go like this. No? and he's like, it's okay if you don't know. I said, I literally said to him, this is probably one of the times she thought I snapped. I go, I said, I don't know. But like he gets me.
Yeah.
Like they get me. They understand
yeah.
like I can be abrasive or brash sometimes,
yeah.
but like I truly am not. I'm just trying to get stuff.
But I don't think you come across in
no.
a way that like is off-putting to people.
No.
Like I think
she thinks so.
But again, a true friend calls you calls
yeah.
out your shit.
But I don't think because then I'll be like, "Oh, thank you so much for this." Like
yeah.
it's just
no.
it's not like I don't know.
But I also like the fact too that like you're not afraid to be like, I don't get that. I don't, tell me what that is. You
right,
know,
right.
instead of being like, I don't know what that is, but I'm just going to sit here quietly.
Because oh, no.
that was me growing up.
Because I want to learn.
Right. But
right.
that's the only way you do learn.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm here to learn. I want to know.
I agree with that.
All.
I agree
yeah.
with like getting involved in all of that. Yeah.
Sometimes I don't shut my mouth though, and she's like, shut up. I can tell because she just looks at me.
She gives you the
like,
look.
I can't shut up.
It's
I
just
can't
going.
Do
my
it.
Mouth's open. It's just going.
Because she's like, honey. They're in the middle of a deal. And I'm
well,
like,
they're trying to talk about it.
And this is me. And I'm like, oh, the zoning laws in Bellingham, because they had a potential one in Bellingham. So I'm like, oh, did you call so-and-so? Because we're from Bellingham.
Right.
Did you call
right.
this lady? Yeah, I just got off the phone with her. Okay, well, like, I don't know.
Yeah. yeah.
So
yeah.
there's just some where I can't keep my mouth shut.
Yeah.
I'm like,
Put a muzzle on her.
Right, right. But anyway.
Yeah.
But it's good.
So pivot,
guys.
I feel like... You need to pivot. Just
if
don't
you
lose
are
your
feeling
vision.
It.
Don't lose the vision. Yeah. But if you have to pivot to change your strategy to get right. there.
And I think sometimes, yeah, it's like, don't force. If something has to be forced and forced and forced and it's just not working, it is okay to be like, you yeah. know what? We have to change course.
Yeah.
Like, it might not look the way you anticipated, but yeah. that is okay.
And it's scary. It's just like jumping when we talked about that. Yeah. So yep. pivoting, jumping.
Yeah,
it can be scary, but it's exciting.
Yeah. Right. I agree. All of those things. And what's the saying? The most successful people in life are really good at plan B.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just that simple.
It's true.
It's yes. sometimes yeah. plan C and D.
Sometimes I'm on F. I mean, Jamie, literally, I'll be like, Jamie, this is what's happening, blah, blah, blah. And she'll be like, okay, so let's talk about it. And I'm like, I've already done all of those scenarios.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
But anyways, so
well, guys, it all worked that out. Was awesome. For next episode, we are going to be on episode 19. And the title for that one is Out of Control. Obviously, the word is control. And the quote is, today I will not stress over things I cannot control.
Yes. That's right.
And love it. Then, ladies. Moms in Real Estate.
If you enjoyed listening to us, we would be so grateful if you could subscribe, review, and share our podcast with others. And we have an email address that you can reach out with any questions, feedback, or topics that you'd like to hear us on our podcast. And that email is momsinrealestatepodcast.com. So that's all one word, momsinrealestatepodcast.com. And we have an Instagram, momsinrealestate, that we will be posting lots of pictures and different topics that we've discussed on our podcast. So please join, follow us. We'd be so appreciative of that. And tune in next week. All right, bye, friends.